This is Leo for actualized.org, and in this video, I'm gonna tell you how to be attractive. Okay, how to be attractive. Let's crack into it. This is gonna be a quick self-help segment, but I'm gonna give you the key, not some sort of little gimmick. And I can go in and I can give you a list of a lot of little techniques and tips that you can use to increase your attractiveness to the opposite sex, whether you're a guy or a girl. But I'm gonna actually give you something that's very deep. And this is gonna take some effort on your part to understand, because this is a profound idea that if you just take this principle and you apply it to your life, the amount of attraction that you will generate from the opposite sex is gonna be ridiculous. This is such a powerful idea, and in this segment, I'm just going to focus on it and one little point at the end. But what is this idea? Let's get into it. So here it is, and you might not like it, but this is why it's powerful. I want you to be completely detached from needing anyone to fulfill you in your life. All right? What does this mean? This means that I want you to realize, and this is a deeper truth that you will realize with enough personal development work, that you do not need anyone in your life to make you happy or fulfilled, despite what it might seem like right now. Now, I know what you might be saying. You might be saying, well, Leo, the whole point of getting into a relationship is because I want to have love, I want to have compassion, I want to have excitement, I want to do all these fun things, I want to find my soulmate, maybe I want to get married, I want to have children, I want to raise a good family, all of these things. You know, nothing wrong with that, that's all well and good. But I can guarantee you that the biggest problem that you're having, if you're not being attractive in a relationship, is not that you're not pretty enough, or that you're behaving in some weird ways, or you're doing something incorrectly. It's this general idea, this philosophy, this mindset, that you're going into the relationship with the need for somebody to be your second half, to fulfill you. And it's very easy to get caught up in this because mainstream media puts out this notion of what love and romance and relationships are like. If we watch movies and watch stories and listen to fairy tales, we get this picture that love is this finding somebody else to complete you. That is not what true love is. That is not what a healthy relationship is. A healthy relationship is one in which both parties, both the man and the woman, or whatever your relationship ends up being, girl-girl, guy-guy, girl-guy, doesn't matter. You need to be confident and independent and happy by yourself, and so does the other person. And only then can you two come together and create something that is greater than the sum of its parts. This is a hard idea to wrap your head around, because especially if you're feeling lonely right now and you're feeling like you're lacking something in your life and you feel like, well, if only I had that guy or that girl, if only I had that love that I had maybe in a previous relationship, if I could rekindle that kind of spark again, then I would be happy. I would be content. My life would be complete. Well, that's the problem. That's highly unattractive to the opposite sex. There are actually two points here. First is the more shallow point, the surface level point, that it's simply actually repulsive to the other person, and that when you're coming from that mind frame, you're actually going to be repelling rather than attracting people. That's because, well, when you are desperate and when you're needy, other people do not want to be around you. At least not the kind of person that you want in your life. What you're going to attract when you're needy and desperate is you're going to attract somebody else who's on that same level. So you might attract someone who's also going to be needy and desperate, or you might not attract anyone at all. That's definitely not someone you want, is a needy and desperate person. That's going to create a dysfunctional, codependent relationship. Instead, what you want is you want to attract someone who's equally confident and stable and happy in themselves just as they are, so that when you two come together, things click and things are good. Now, this goes deeper too. The reason that you do not want to be in this needy, desperate position is because actually what you're doing is you're being inauthentic to yourself. You're not really in touch with the fact that you can be happy by yourself. And what you're actually looking for is you're looking for a crutch. And you're using this other person, even though you call it love and you call it romance and fulfillment. Actually, what you're doing is you're using that other person as a crutch to fill a void in your own ego that is there. And here's the thing, here's the really mind-blowing thing, is that even if you get that person and you find that perfect person to fit that hole, that void that you have in yourself, it's not actually going to work. It's no different than going out there, for example, and, you know, that stereotypical businessman that goes out there and tries to dominate the corporate ladder and tries to earn $1 million and thinks that that's going to make him happy. And then when he gets to the end of that whole journey, he finds out that he's no happier than when he started. That's very, very true from a money perspective, but it's also very true from a relationship perspective. If you think that somebody else is going to come in there and fulfill you, fulfill that gap in your ego, it's not going to happen. And here's why. Because you're actually running away from something. There's something within you, within your own psychology, that you're not facing up to. And when you avoid that by just going and getting a quick fix of sex or companionship or love or marriage or starting a family, whatever that is, all that's doing is that's putting a Band-Aid over a much deeper wound that you have within yourself. Because honestly, you do not need anyone to be happy. And this applies for everybody in the entire world. You can be completely happy all by yourself. You do not need anyone to fulfill you. And if you feel like that's not true for you, well, then I've got a shocking revelation. And that is because you have not done enough introspection and have not figured out what your quirks are, what your limiting beliefs are, what your ego deficiencies are. You have not done enough personal development work to get that part of your life handled. So what I'm telling you is, get that part of your life handled, be detached, and you will be attractive. So not only will you be attractive, you'll also be fulfilled, which is really even more important. But with the attractiveness thing, what's attractive to the opposite sex, to guys and to girls, is to be able to be completely authentic, 100% authentic. And to be a completely 100% authentic, you have to be able to be confident in who you are. And you have to be able to let people come and go into your life without needing to clutch onto them and cling to them and hold them. Now, this applies whether you're single right now or you're in some sort of girlfriend-boyfriend relationship, or even if you're married. All right? Even if you're married, you should not be attached to your spouse. You should not need that spouse to be in your life. If you do, then I got a very high probability of predicting that that marriage or that relationship is going to go sour within a few years, maybe even sooner, or maybe within 5 years or 10 years. But in the end, it's not going to be able to last because it's built on something that's fake. It's not authentic. You cannot be authentic with someone that you need something from. Generally, what you really need to come into a deep realization of, and this is something that I've been doing as I've been doing more meditation, more enlightenment work on myself, is I've been really coming to this deep understanding that there is nothing that anyone in the world can offer me that I cannot offer myself. Now, of course, that doesn't mean that I can fix my own plumbing or I can repair my own car or I can grow my own food. I need people for that. Sure, we depend on each other for those kinds of things. We live in a society. What I'm talking about is psychological dependency. You do not need someone to fulfill you psychologically. At least you shouldn't. Right now, that is most likely not the case for you. It takes a lot of work to get to the point where you're really there. I'm not there myself. I'm working on this right now very actively. But you need to start getting more awareness of this, is that the more psychological dependencies you have on your parents, on your siblings, on your spouse, on your children, on your boss, on anyone in life, as long as you think that they can really give you something of value, then what's going to happen is you're going to feel a need to sacrifice your own authenticity. You're not going to be able to express yourself the way that you want to express yourself. And that is what's actually most attractive and most magnetic within people. When you see people like celebrities or you see someone that you're really attracted to, the reason that is because that person is totally outcome independent, right? They're comfortable being themselves and they're happy by themselves. They actually are happy. They're not faking it. This is not some sort of fake detachment. This is a real, I am happy with my life. I really don't need anything else to complete it. If you want to come in here and you want to kind of intermingle with what I've got going on, then let's do that. Let's see if it'll work. We'll try that. And that's the basis of a strong relationship. And you know what? If it doesn't work, something doesn't go right, then we're just gonna like bounce our separate ways and no hard feelings, because I'm happy, I expect you to be happy, and that's just how it is, right? It's like two non-needy entities coming into contact with each other and just seeing how it's gonna play out. Versus the way that a normal relationship works, and this is what I would define as a dysfunctional relationship, is two people coming together needing something from the other. I need sex from you, you need security from me, you want comfort from me, you want love from me, I want excitement from you, and I want a partner from you, and I want money from you. You know, when you've got this kind of trade, this kind of tit for tat going, then neither party is going to be able to be completely authentic. Because what's going to happen is you're always going to have that fear deep down that, well, hold on, if I do something that that person disapproves of, that that person doesn't like, then I'm going to risk upsetting them. I'm going to do something that maybe they're going to stop loving me. Maybe they're going to get angry. They're going to get upset. And they're going to pull something away from me, right? They're going to pull their love away. They're going to pull their comfort away from me. And when you're in that kind of relationship, that's a relationship based on fear. And that's a dysfunctional relationship. So if you want to be really authentically attractive, then what you got to do is you got to really work on this. And that means working on yourself, working on your own psychology, working on your own quirks. You know, why is it that you feel that you need that love so badly? Why do you thirst after it? Why do you need that companionship so much? Why are you not comfortable in who you are? Why can't you be comfortable just by yourself without needing anybody else? These are the issues you got to really work out. Now, the next point is that I really want you to create a happy life for yourself. So that means that if you're sitting home alone right now and you cannot be happy by yourself without going out and distracting yourself with some sort of stimulation, television, internet, sex, drugs, alcohol, whatever, if you're not able to just be comfortable and happy by yourself, then you've got some work to do. Realize that you've got some work to do. And I also want you to set up a good life for yourself with nice external circumstances. So that means, for example, make sure that you have a rich life. Have a good career. Have something that you're passionate about in your life. Have a life purpose. Have some nice friends that you like to hang out with. Have some hobbies that you enjoy. Have your money situation handled. Make sure you're unhooked from addictions like drugs, smoking, alcohol, overeating. Make sure you're happy with your family life. Make sure you have your health and your hygiene in order. When you've got all this stuff, you're going to be happy. And also, you're going to work on your psychology beyond that, right? So you've got your psychology down. You've got all these external factors in your life down. Now you've created an awesome life for yourself. Now you can be authentic. Now, as long as you're just interacting with people and you're out and about and you have chances to bump into other people, then they're going to see you being happy and being confident and being completely authentic and not needing anything. And they're going to be like, oh, that's kind of cool. I rarely meet a person like that. And they're going to get attracted to you. Don't discount how powerful this is. It seems a little bit abstract, maybe airy-fairy, hard to believe, but I'm telling you that this is really the secret of building lasting, non-gimmicky attraction. And the last point that I'm going to make as I'm wrapping up here is really take care of your body and take care of your hygiene, take care of your health. Make sure you're eating well. Make sure that you're taking care of basic hygiene stuff, brushing your teeth, showering every day, doing your yoga, your meditation, your gym routine, following up on that, eating healthy, cleaning up your diet. These are some very practical things, and they might seem shallow, but really the reason you're doing them is you're doing them for you, again, to create a happy life for yourself, but they're also going to make you attractive. Because if you're taking care of yourself to the best of your ability, and you've got your psychology down, and your life is awesome, I mean, who would not want to be a part of that? Of course they would. Everyone wants to be a part of that. What people are repelled by is neediness. You coming into a relationship and just wanting more for me, 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 me. It's like, I need this, I need that, I need you for me to feel happy. Nobody wants to really be in a relationship like that. Not a healthy person. A dysfunctional person might. And then that will create something that you are not going to want anyways. All right, so that's it. This is the deep underlying truth of how to be attractive. Don't listen to the gimmicks. Solve this problem. Nip it in the butt by addressing your need for other people. You really don't need other people. Find out why you're not happy as you are right now. All right, this is Leo. I'm going to be signing off. This is a fascinating topic to me. I've got more ideas on it. How to be attractive and attractiveness. I'm going to shoot a lot more videos on that coming up. I already got a few up there, so check those out too. How to attract a guy, how to attract a girl. I've got specific videos on those two for guys and girls. And that's going to be it. Leave me your comments. Like this, share this if you would. And of course, come check out actualized.org, because what we've got on there is we've got an exclusive newsletter with some exclusive amazing bonuses that you're not going to find anywhere else. We've got a 19-part video series. We've got an opportunity to get some live coaching with myself. I'm a life coach, so I can help you work on issues. I give away 2 hours of coaching every month. Really, the reason that you want to sign up to actualize.org is because I am committed to helping you figure out the psychology of getting your life into shape. Not just your relationships, but as you've noticed, this relationship stuff, it goes much deeper than just being attractive on a surface level, right? It's about understanding who you are. I want to help you understand who you are in your life so that you can get not only your relationships into place, but your career into place, get your health into place, get all of that, get your money into place so that you're just living an awesome, extraordinary kind of life. And I've got a lot of ideas, a lot of insights to share with you. And I want you to be following along because I'm releasing content all the time. And the best way to do that is subscribe to my newsletter because you're getting email updates. I release content for free every week.